We learned through a piece of Gemara in Erevin on the Dalalam Bays.
For those who don't have it, there's papers up here with it.
It's really essential to see the Gemara, because in order to work out the different shittas of Rishonim, it's important to see the shyness of the Gemara. The two dots in the middle of the Nadala and the Beis. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Ketzad Seder Mishnah. Rashi says, Ketzad Lamdu Yisrael Torah Shebal Peh. How was Torah Shebal Peh given over to Klal Yisrael? Moshe Lama Mipi HaGvura. Moshe Rabbeinu learned it first in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Just to digress for a second, Rav Weinberg and Rabbi used to say that when Yisrei came up with the idea of making Batei Dinim, it's such an elementary idea that you have to wonder why Moshe Rabbeinu needed a tzivui from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to do it. Why didn't he do it on his own? And Rav Weinberg explained that if you learn the Torah straight from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and somebody comes and asks Moshe Rabbeinu a shaila, the clarity of that Torah cannot be compared to anyone talking to anyone else other than Moshe Rabbeinu. If he heard the Torah come from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam himself, and he's telling you over, this is the din, that clarity is on a higher level than Aaron HaKohen or anybody else is going to give it over, because he got it straight from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And Memela, even if the din would be the same, but the amkis of it, the emes of it, the darga of it, was so fantastic that he heard it from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu needed an okay from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that even though he was busy mibekrat ha'arav answering people, but they're getting it straight from the source. It became impossible, so the Rabbeinu Shel Olam said, do it that way. So Moshe Rabbeinu learned from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Then what happened? Nichnas Aaron v'shono le'Moshe pirkei. Aaron came in and he taught him. Aaron HaKohen learned from Moshe Rabbeinu the mitzvah, right? Rashi says, and it's important to see Rashi over here, Nichnas Aaron, v'yoshav lefnei Moshe. Aaron sat in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. Kirechsiv, v'hayu einecha royais es meirecha. A person should look arbeinayim, eye to eye, Rebbe and Talmud. And Aaron HaKohen was a Talmud of Moshe Rabbeinu too. V'chein kulam b'shashmu asan, first time they heard it, kulam yeshvin lefanov. Everybody sat in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu was sitting in the front, Aaron was sitting facing him, right? Aaron was sitting facing him, and that's how the Torah was given over. Right? That's how the Torah was given over. Then what happened? Zokti Gemara. Nistalik Aaron. Aaron then moved to the Rebbe's side. V'yoshav l'smol Moshe. And he sat on Moshe Rabbeinu's left, the Tanna Kamma says. Okay, because now, the first time is the main time. Now, Elazar and Issam are coming in to hear the Torah. Aaron moves over to Moshe Rabbeinu's left. Zuck Rashi, why did he move to the left? Yashal the small Moshe. Tanya, Mahalach Liman Rabbi, Hari Zebur. If you're walking next to your Rebbe and you go on the right hand side, you're a boor. Rashi says, that's Chazal Koshkin Yeshiv. So to sit right away on the right hand side is not appropriate. Bizman Shane Shane, Leshiv is small. There's nobody sitting on the left. So Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching Aaron, facing him. Then Aaron comes and moves to Moshe Rabbeinu's left, not to his right. Nichnasu Banav. The Balaam come in, Vishanul Hamaisha Pirkan. Hamaisha teaches them the mitzvah again. Nistalku Banov. So now the sons come to the Rebbe's side. Elazar Yashav Liyamin Maisha. Elazar goes to the right hand side of Maisha. It's open because Aaron's sitting on the left. Visomer the small Aaron. And Visomer goes on the left hand side of Aaron. That's the Tanakhama's position. Reb Yehuda Omer, what do you mean? Aaron should be sitting on the left and Elazar should be sitting on the right? Oilam Aaron Liyamin Maisha Chayzer. Aaron goes now and plays musical chairs. And he moves from the left of Moshe Rabbeinu to the right of Moshe Rabbeinu, because now there's somebody else that can sit on the left. Zot Rashi. Aaron Liyamin Maisha Chayzer Achrei Sheshamu Banav. After Elazar and Yisomer heard the Torah. A mitzvah. V'yesh sheni leishe b'smol. And there's a second person that can sit on the left-hand side of Moshe, so you're not just sitting on the right-hand side by yourself. Kovet hu la'aron o la'Moshe. It's a cover from both Aaron and Moshe. Li'es Aaron shehu gadol. Aaron, who's the gadol? Ba v'yeshev b'yamin. He should sit on the right-hand side of Moshe Rabbeinu. So there's a machlokes. The Tanakhama holds that Aaron HaKohen stayed put on the left. Rabbi Yehuda says Aaron HaKohen sat on the left, went on the right. Okay? Now, let's turn, we're going to come back to this Gemara, turn to the Hakdama of the Rambam to Seder Zroyim, which is actually a Hakdama to Shisha Sidri Mishnah. This Hakdama is well worth learning through. Rabbi Chatzko Abramskin's Maracha used to say that every time he learned this Hakdama, it was Netoisif by him Yerushalayim. It explains the whole Seder of how Torah was given, everything about Nevuah, and the Yesodis of Torah Shebaal Peh. He said, it's Kedai to learn, but we're just going to do the first beginning. Zok the Rambam, Dak, Hiko Mitzvah, Shenos Nakash Baruch, Lamesh Rabbeinu, Nos Noi V'Pirusha. He's talking about Torah Shebaal Peh. V'yoyim Ram Mitzvah, Achar Kach, Pirusha V'nyana. וכל מה שהוא קורא לו בספר התורה. ועניין לימודו היה כפי שאומר, היה משה נכנס, משה רבנו came in, ביאלוי, ונכנס אליו בתחילה אהרן, who came first, אהרן הכהן. ומשה אמר לו, המצווה נשאנו לו פעם אחת, משה taught him the mitzvah one time, ולמדו פירושה, and he taught him all the dinim of Torah Shebaal Peh of each mitzvah. The Yistalik Aaron, and now when Aaron's coming to the Rebbe's side, what happened? The Yachzer Liyamin Moshe Rabbeinu. He went right away to Moshe Rabbeinu's right. Frechter Rashash and Bleib Tzorich Ian. This is like no one. The Tanakhama said that he stayed on the left. That's what the Tanakhama said. Rabbi Yehuda said he went to the left and he went to the right, right? But he didn't go immediately to the right. How could he be immediately on the right? There was nobody else on the left. And Rashi says, HaMahalach Yemin Rabbi is a Bor Koshken Yoshev. And the Rambam says that he went right away to the right. Rashash says this over here in Erevin, Bleib Tzorichian. Now, it's a good kasha. Now, I think that I have pshat. And here's where you see the importance of Girsaos. To read something carefully, let's go back to the Gemara again, and we'll just check the Rambam's Lashon, and we'll see pshat of how the Rambam learned. Okay? Where did the Rambam get this from? Who is he going, like the Tanakhama or Rabbi Yehuda? So the Rashash says, like neither, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, he stayed on the left, and according to Rabbi Tanakhama, he stayed on the left, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, he moved to the right only afterwards. So what happened? Now, look at the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda's Omer, La'olam, Aaron liyamin Moshe chayzer. What does that word la'olam mean? Look at Rashi, his Dvar Maschil. Aaron liyamin Moshe chayzer. Rashi does not have the word la'olam. So I suspect that Rashi's girsa was Yehuda Omer, Aaron liyamin Moshe chayzer. That's why Rashi had said Aaron went after he sat on the left. He then moved to the right because now Elazar was on the right. Okay? That's how Rashi said pshat. The Rambam was gairus like our Gemara. Aaron la'olam liyamin Moshe chayzer. What does la'olam mean? Every time it says la'olam in the Gemara, it means something. Chaim Voloshiner says when it says la'olam yasek adam b'tera mizafila shalei lishma means you can't get to lishma without starting with shalei lishma. Every la'olam has a meaning. What's the la'olam meaning over here? I suspect that la'olam means Rabbi Yehuda said no. You know what? Aaron went lechatchila to the right of Moshe Rabbeinu. La'olam Aaron liyamin Moshe. Chayzer is a little bit schwer. We'll talk about that in a second. But la'olam Aaron liyamin Moshe. He went to the right away. And the Rambam is pasting like Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi wasn't gairus the word la'olam. So therefore Rashi said pshat in Rabbi Yehuda that there was a musical chairs and Aaron sat on the left. And when Elazar came, he moved to the right and Elazar moved on the left. Rabbi Yehuda says, according to the Rambam, La'olam Aaron liyamin Moshe chayzer. Moshe Rabbeinu went right away to the right. I think it's a good diyuk. No? And we have to figure out, how could the Rambam say such a thing when it's not like either man diyamar? So reading the Gemara carefully, I think that the Gemara is giving us a hint over here with this La'olam to say that the Rambam disagrees with what Rashi said and holds that Aaron HaKohen sat like a Talmud, that's for sure. The Rambam agrees with that. But as soon as he learned it the first time, what did he do? He went to the right-hand side of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what the Rambam says. It's Rabbi Yehuda. Certainly not the Tanna Kamma, because Tanna Kamma says that he stayed put in the left-hand side. So it has to be that it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda holds la'olam Aaron liyamin. Right away he went to the right. Okay, if that diyuk is correct, right, and I'd like to think that it is, right, to answer the Rashi's question, so now we're posed with a problem. What do you do with Rashi? Rashi has a point. Rashi says that when you're walking with your Rebbe and there's nobody else on the right, stand on the left. Koshken yoyshev. Certainly if you're sitting down, and here Aaron went and sat down on the right-hand side when nobody else was on the left. So he's got to have a teretz to that kasha. How is that feasible? Right? Till now, I'm pretty confident that what I'm saying is pshat in the Rambam. After that, I'm speculative. In other words, we have to answer the kasha, right? But stam pshat in the Rambam, I think is a good pshat. That's what the la'olam means, right? And you see, the Rashi doesn't even have that word. So halei dover. So I was thinking like this, and I'm open to other possibilities as well. But this is what I think happens like this. That the Rambam will tell you like this. If you're walking, right, and you're walking with your Rebbe, you're moving anyhow. So what do you have to go and stand on the right? Go to the left, right? But if you're sitting down, right, maybe the Rambam holds, according to Yehuda, that to ask Aaron HaKohen to sit down on the left and then pick himself up and go on the right, since we know that he's soon going to be on the right anyhow, there, since we know that as soon as the laws every summer come in to get the Torah, that Aaron has to be on the right because he doesn't accept the Tanakhama's notion that a Lazar, you see, the Tanakhama holds, we're not Matriach Aaron. So you leave Aaron on the left and you put the Lazar on the right. So Rabbi Yehuda says, you can't do that. It's his father. He's on a higher Madrega. It's not covered to Moshe Rabbeinu that Aaron should be on the left permanently and a Lazar should be on the right. So therefore, what did he do? He said, you know, Aaron, come to the right away, because anyhow you're going to go into the right as soon as the Lazar comes. So when you're walking anyhow, you just walk over. But to sit down, have to get up, and he's an older brother to boot. Maybe because of that, the Rambam held that it was kedai for Aaron to go on the right-hand side right away. That's what Rabbi Yehuda held.
To avoid the musical chairs,
right. And therefore, lo'olam Aaron Yamin Moshe. He went to the Yamin Moshe right away. That's my thinking. I'm open to another possibility too, but in other words, the Gemara doesn't say anywhere that. I'll tell you something else. I asked the Kasha, which I thought was Mamish Abam, until I found out that the Tur Yevon already asked this question. The Gemara doesn't say anywhere that they were sitting down, to the best of my knowledge. Look at the Gemara. The Gemara says, Maisha Lomba M'Piyah Gvura. So I asked the Kasha, Baruch Hashem, I was Mechavim to the Tur Yevon, asked this question. I was learning with my grandson the Gemara Megillah. The Gemara Megillah says that until Rabbi Gamliel's time, on Daf Chaf Aleph, the Gemara says, they learned Torah B'Amida. And then when the Doros got Shvach, then they started sitting down. So the Tur Yevon asks, so why does Rashi say that they were sitting over here to begin with? They should have been standing. And the Gemara doesn't say anywhere that they were sitting. Rashi is the one that talks about sitting. Huh? One second.
That's after they learned.
Right. The first time you're talking about. Right. The first time, right? I'm saying, but how about the first time when he learned with him? Right? Was he sitting? Maybe, huh? Rashi says he was sitting. No, so this is a kasha. Why was he sitting? So the Tur Yevon says, well, maybe he held that the Gemara says, first of all, that kushin or b'yeshiva and things that aren't so hard is b'amida. So maybe the first time to hear over the halachas, taka was b'yeshiva. See, Rashi holds that they were sitting the whole time, right? But lemaisa, until it came to, in the first time, I'm just open to the possibility that perhaps he was taka standing too. But that won't help our question. Even if he was standing, if Aaron was standing and Moshe was standing and he told him over the Torah, now, when Aaron's coming, Aaron was sitting, so it must be the Moshe sat too, unless they sat in Chatchila. But he says it's Taka Mudna thing. Al Kopanim, so now we have a possible Mahalach in why Moshe Rabbeinu had Aaron HaKohen sit from the beginning on the right-hand side. Okay? Now, going back to Rashi for a second, I just want to say another interesting diak, I think. Achrei sheshamu banav v'yeh sheni leishiv v'smal Moshe kovid hu la'aharon u'lamoshe. It's a kovid to Aaron and Moshe. Lios Aaron shu gadol bo v'yeshiv b'yamin. So why didn't Rashi say kovid hu l'moshe u'la'aron? Why did he say it's a kovid to Aaron and to Moshe? Like the Rebbe is Moshe Rabbeinu. And he says, "Kovet hula Aaron." It's a cover for Aaron, ula Moshe, and to Moshe. Lies Aaron shu gadol bo v'yeshiv b'yamin. So why are we more concerned with Aaron's cover than with Moshe's cover? Because of the fact that he was an older brother, perhaps, right? There's no din that you can't sit by an older brother. It was a story that happened Rabbi Aaron Sal Rachel Stern Bracha was in YU many, many years ago. And on one night during Meirav, he came and sat in his older brother's, Rabbi Yashaber's seat. Sat in his seat. His brother wasn't there, he sat in his seat. So the Talmidim came over to him and said, Achicha HaGadol. So what are you doing sitting in your brother's seat? So Rabbi Aaron Sal Rachel said to them that, how do we know you have to give kavod to your older brother? Because it says, Kabeid es avicha ve'es imecha, ve'es is marbe achicha gadol. Why can't you, so you have to give kavod to an older brother. When you give yira to the father, what is not sitting in the father's place? Al yeshiv b'mkayma is yira, not ava. Ish imay v'aviv tira'u, there is no S or Vav by Yira. Therefore, an older, younger brother is allowed to sit in his older brother's seat. He has to give kavod to his older brother, but Yira, there's no din of Yira on an older brother. Was only kavod.
Was the Talmud also?
I don't know if he was a Talmud or not, but Lamaise is al Zachicha Gadol, he said he could sit there. Right? And it's mefurish in the Beis Meir and Hilchis Kibra Ve'eim. The Beis Meir says this is a davar pashut, that there's no iser for a younger brother. For all of us younger brothers, no, you're allowed to sit in your older brother's seat. Covered, yes, year or not. Right? And over here, Aaron's the older brother yet to boot, right? But Moshe was the Rebbe. Covered hula Aaron ula Moshe. That it should be this way. Interesting, no? So Rashi's pointing out, in other words, that we're worried about the covet of Aaron HaKain too. So it will be a covet for Aaron. Aaron should go above Yeshua B'Yamin.
How is it a covet for Moshe?
Huh? Because if Moshe Rabbeinu has Aaron sitting on his right, who is more choshev than Elazar, so now it's more mechubet to him that he should have the second most choshev person should be on his right. That's choshev, right? Now there's an interesting question, right? There's an interesting question about going back in Rashi Shita now. Nistal Kubanov, Elazar Yashav Liamin Moshe, V'Yisamar L'Smol Aaron. Elazar sat on the Yamin of Moshe and Yisamar L'Smol Aaron, right? That's according to whom? The Tanakhama, right? Because he says Elazar went to the right. But according to Rav Yehuda, that Aaron went to the right, whether he went to the right first or he went to the right second, but Lamaisa, according to Rav Yehuda, where was Aaron on the right? Okay, where did Elazar and Yisamar go now? According to, where did Elazar and Yisamar go now, according to Rabbi Yehuda?
Same.
What?
Same. There's no Rabbi Yehuda brought here, so that's not changed.
What do you mean? So that means that he didn't go on the right-hand side of Aaron. And did he go on the right-hand side of Aaron?
That's what I'm saying.
So now, let's look back at the Rambam's Lashon for a second. Let's go back to the Rambam. So the Rambam says, "Istalak Aaron v'yasalim in Moshe Rabbeinu, nichnasu acharav Elazar v'Yisamar banav." They came. Vayamoshe amar lahem, Moshe amar la'Aaron. And Moshe went, and he told what he told Aaron. He chazed over now for the second time. V'istalku, and now they came to the Rebbe's side. The Yoshev Ha'echad L'Smoil Moshe Hasheni L'Yamin Aaron. The Rambam doesn't even say who sat where.
But he still puts him in order.
What?
But he says
the Yoshev Ha'echad L'Smoil Moshe Rabbeinu, because the left was open, right? And then what did he do after that? And the other one sat, right? So I found in the back that Rabbi Yaakov Emden asks this question. And he says like this, Rabbi Yehuda Povig Nami Baha. Rabbi Yehuda argues on this also. Shelo Yashav Eliezer Liyamin Moshe. He claims Eliezer didn't go to Moshe Rabbeinu's right. Ela Elazari Summer Gabi Hadadi Haviyasri. They sat on the same side. The Rambam says, Fakert. He says, so in other words, he's saying what happened was, if Aaron is on the right-hand side, so Elazar and Isamar went on the left-hand side, right? And so they both went on the same side. Now the question is, you know, we can look at this and say, like, why is this so important? This is the Mesira of Torah itself, and the Chashivas of Torah, and being, you know, being machshav gedayle taira, right? And the maisri hataira, right? And so what happened? So it could either be that Elazar, who was the older one, went on the left because he was closer to Moshe Rabbeinu, and then Ara, and then Isamar could have gone on the right, but he's two over. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden says they both went on the same side. But my reading of the Rambam says, right? He doesn't say which one, which is interesting to me, but the Rambam says, and he says, and one went on the right and one went on the left, but he's not machpid to say which one.
So what's more chashev? Is the right of...
Right.
The left of Moshe Rabbeinu more chashev and the right of Aaron.
Right. Then the right of Moshe Rabbeinu, two down. Right. That's a good question. What Rabbi Yaakov Emden said, they both went on the left. But I'm saying the Rambam doesn't say that way. The Rambam says mefurish that they each one went on a different side, but he doesn't say who, which interests me. So I was puzzled by something else. There's a Mishnah. Moshe kibol Torah miSinai, Masaro Yeshua. Right? So the ultimate Nisin HaTorah after Moshe Rabbeinu was Yeshua. Where was Yeshua during this whole exercise? Where was Yeshua? Fair question? This question bothered me. Where was Yeshua? What do you think? Zokta Meiri in his Akdama to Avos. Yeshua was there the entire time. He just wasn't yet appointed to be a Meiser HaTorah yet. He wasn't appointed to be a Meiser HaTorah yet. He didn't get that appointment yet, right?
At the end of the 40 years, he got it.
Right, he got it later, right? But Anar Yeshua Lemosh Metecha Oil, so the Miri says, Yeshua sat there from the time Aaron came and listened. On the side. Now, you know, that's not the type of thing that I don't think you and I have a right to theorize to say, even though we could theorize it. But he says it before us that that's exactly what happened. That Yeshua went and he went and sat there on the side the whole time, and they didn't throw him out. So in other words, the only ones in the room at the first time was Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron, and Yeshua was in the corner listening four times to Moshe Rabbeinu, because the Gemara says Aaron got the most. Now, this is a fascinating thing, and I'm going to end with this. There's more part of this. Now, if you look in the Rambam's Hakdama, where Weinberg did a phenomenal job, you know, 200 pages on the Hakdama, and most people have like three or four lines about Hakdama, and he mamash said 200 pages in Hakdama, and he asks over here a question in our Gemara, a very interesting question. The Rambam brings this whole Gemara in Erevin in Hakdama Tizrayim, but in his Hakdama, when he talks about how Teresh Baal Peh was given over, the Rambam's Lashon is as follows. The Rambam says, Afo Pishle Nichtam Teresh Baal Peh, Lamda Moshe Rabbeinu Kula, Bebeis Dinai, L'shivim Zikenim. The next people who came in after Lot's every summer were this Canaan. And then, there, if you look in the Gemara in Erevin, the Gemara Taka says, so then, Elazar's summer became in the Rebbe's seat. The Shimon's Canaan stood over there. Moshe Rabbeinu taught it for the third time. Then this Canaan came and sat with all the other ones. And then the whole Klal Yisrael heard it once from Moshe Rabbeinu. So when the Rambam talks about the Masira of Perish of Baal-Peh, why does he ignore Moshe learning to Aaron and Elazar's summer? And he starts with this Canaan. I think it's a great kasha, right? So, in other words, the Chazal tell us the history. This is what happened. But the Rambam in Zagdamba says, when Tershah Pei was given, Moshe Rabbeinu taught it to this Kanim, and he taught it to Aaron HaKohen. Now, in the Mishnah, Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai Umsar LeYeshua. That was the ultimate, the 40 generations that the Rambam counts. Moshe Yeshua. Aaron isn't mentioned. Right? Elazar's summer aren't mentioned. Right? Which bothered me. Right? In other words, what's the pshat? So Rav Weinberg wants to say that the hechrach, the pshat must be like this, that the Rambam understood. The Rambam says, the Gemara says a little bit further, why didn't everybody come in right away to hear the Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu four times? Well, only Aaron was zeichet here at four times from Moshe Rabbeinu. So he says it was a covet to Aaron. Aaron was the second greatest person in Klal Yisrael, right? So it was a covet to Aaron that he should hear it first. But what the Rambam writes in Hilchas Mamrim, Rav Weinberg says, he writes in Hilchas Mamrim a lashon that says, Torah Shebaal Peh is the purview of the Bezdin, of this Canaan. He wants to say that it got the Shem of Torah when this Canaan heard it. That's when it became Torah. That he taught it to Elazar and Isamar and Aaron first was covered to them because they were the Gdolim. But in terms of the Shem of Torah is when? And you give it to the Bez Nagadol. And therefore, he tainas. Gam kashal omeh hizkir kanis Yeshua, shagamar lo hizkir oizir beferish. So he says, Bem smesh rabbein ulam den iron abonav tchila avalim b'limoyim hayirak l'chvoidam. V'lohoyah ma'akev b'nesinis hater l'Yisrael. Ulfikach Hishmita Rama, Mashen Kinalimana Maskain of Yeshua, Lashako Yisrael, Ko Oishlo Lomdu Ko Eile, La Hoysa Hatira Chola Yisrael, Vahimuchiovimba. It became Torah when Klal Yisrael got it. When this Canaan, when Klal Yisrael got it. Hence the Rambam's Lashon that Avo Bishle, Niftava Torah Shabbal Peh, Limda Mesh Rabbeinu Kula, Bebezdina, Lashim's Canaan. So Avada, there was an Indian Chash of Ma'oid for Yeshua, for Aaron to get it. Aaron was special. Elazar's son were special, right? But they weren't part of the Maseiras HaTorah. Maseiras HaTorah happened later, like you said, to Yeshua. This Canaan made it Torah Shebaal Peh, and that's why, even though the Rambam brings this Gemara in the Hakdamah to talk about the history of it, but the Shem Torah of it is, when it's given to this Canaan, when it's given to Klal Yisrael, then it becomes Torah. A good Yantar. Smacking, you know?
Yeah. I think of one of them. Anytime anything is called, like a news report,
yeah.
They want to talk about the cult. Like, the Hamza off the wall, okay. And a strike. That's really scary.
Right. Right, but it wasn't part of the Messiah. According to this.
According to this. That's his point. But how they dubber.
Could have been for Kali Swanton. In other words, this was like a short-term story, like people to know it now.
It certainly means something, but the diag is a good diag that the Gemara and Erevin does mention.
It's like Rashi. He even says it clear like Rashi. He mom skips the word. Yehuda, Oimer, Aaron, Liamin. He does the full statement without the Lailam.
Right.
Like you're right. Learning Rashi.
I'm saying
that's how Rashi has to learn.
No, Rashi learned without Lailam.
I'm saying the Rabbi Chanan will say the whole statement.
I mean, Rashash by Sarachi, and I didn't see anybody going this kasha, but I think you have to say something like that.
Rabbi Weinberg still wrote a Rashi in Tavara that said, why were you happy when you weren't? Didn't you want to insist on me being the Rebbe? Not because he heard directly between Gvura, but because Rashi's Lashon Shem Shem Mitztarti Allah was Mitztar. He was Mitztar on it. The Rebbe that's Mitztar is under
Torah.
Right.
Avada was Madregas Moshe. Tyrus Moshe, hearing his text, Moshe Rabbeinu, is the end of the day.
Love to ask because it's.
Are you saying different snakes?
The tzar of it, the tzar. The right Weinberg was Madag in the Russian forum.
Because of the tzar.
The tzar that went through.
Okay. He's saying that Rabbi Yehuda argued with the Chacham.
Right.
The
right. He's saying they argued, not only did he said so that Aaron went to the right, and both of them sat on the left.
Right, so Rambam's passing like the Tanakhama.
No. Or may he had them shot in Rabbi Yehuda than Rabbi Yaakov Emden.
Because it would come out that the Rambam would be saying like Rabbi Yehuda.
Right.
In the Tanakh, well, in the first part.
Right.
But then like the other Tanakhama for
right.
the second
so I'm
part.
Saying, no, I'm saying that the Rambam understood. And he's just saying a theory. I'm saying, but if you read the Rambam says one went on the left and one went on the right. Right.
Okay.
Right? So
I'm saying it wouldn't.
But he doesn't say which one. So the assumption would be that Elazar went on the left, because he was closer to Moshe Rabbeinu.
Right.
And that's more chashuv, it sounds like. Right? It's an interesting thing. Yeah. Right? Yeah. But he doesn't say which one, the Rambam.
Right. I was saying, the Rambam.
Right. And it's whole like both. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't really talk about Allah's every summer. That's already. Rabbi Yehuda only talks about it. See, he goes like Rabbi Yehuda, though, because it says Moshe Rabbeinu.
Right. Well, right, because Aaron was on that.
Right.
So, yeah, he switched, either went there the whole time or he switched.
Right.
So how would Rav Weinberg understand Yehoshua's role according to the Meiri? If we have, since the Icarus is the Canaan,
like I think was said is that at that time he wasn't yet the Meiser HaTaira.
Right.
But when it became LeMeiser,
that
says Kozma Meiser Rabbeinu was alive. Mm-hmm. You don't need another Meiser. He is it. Mm-hmm. At the end of the 40 years when Meiser Rabbeinu is dying, now there are a bunch of them saying that the Moshe Kibbutz Harim Sinai Sar Yeshua Yeshua's Canaan is Moshe Yeshua takes on the role before this Canaan.
So the whole 40 years there wasn't the Mesira; it was just teaching.
Because he had Moshe Rabbeinu. So those 40 years, he had Moshe Rabbeinu.
He wasn't being Moshe Torah to anybody during that whole amount of time.
You know, Sam Sefer said something phenomenal. I should have said Sam Sefer said something phenomenal. You know, iron wore the Urim and Tumim, right? How many times did he use the Urim and Tumim? You know how many times? Never.
Never.
Never. Why? Zok Sam Sefer, the Parshas Pinchas. Why? He says,
nice,
you have Moshe Rabbeinu. And you want to find out from the Rebbeinu what to do. So you're going to go use Urim and Tumim? Moshe Rabbeinu talks to Rebbeinu and you talk to me. Right? So he never used Urim and Tumim. Comes out to the Sechus Center. The whole mile of Urim and Tumim is that his kids were Zeicha to it, that he had the schus of wearing it. And how many times did he use it? Never. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was alive.
He also spoke to Rabbi Shalom himself.
What?
He also spoke to Rabbi Shalom himself. Aaron.
You know, Aaron. But according to the Rambam, when he did, he was in a trance. He wasn't talking like you talk to me. That's only Moshe Rabbeinu.
Yehoshua became the Moser. When it was time to go into Eretz Israel, who else from that time was still alive? Not the Zakenim.
It depends. If they were over 60 at the time, then they weren't in the thing.
It's
over only
60
20 to 60.
So they're another over 100.
Right, but I'm saying it's such a, you know, you ask people like, how many times did I use Urim and Tumim? Never. You never thought about that, right? He never used it. And he was Zeicha because he said, Rach of a Samach Bolibai, he was Zeicha to an Urim and Tumim. How many times did he use it? Never. I found it such an interesting ha'ara, no? Never used it, but it was still a mile that he had it. that he had such a thing, that he was zeichet to his banim. That was his zach, but he never used it. Never used it. Wow. And it makes sense, because why should you use it? He asked Rabbi Shalom straight, I got to go get Simonim and read the Isis and figure out what he's talking about. You know, that's second best. Yeah. But it's fascinating, the Miri was bothered with this thing about Yeshua. He doesn't. He just says he sat there on the side and they let him sit there. That's what he says.
But he was already appointed, he was already known to be, even though he was on a Sar Kamish, even the way before that, he was already known as being...
He was the Talmud.
He was already, we know he was already by Moshe by Har Sinai, but he was...
Right. So he was by Moshe, and now he just sat there and they let him sit there. I read you the Miri's Lashon, that's what he says.
Without a high-level official position, but he was...
Right, he didn't have a position, he just did it. I mean, but you see, he's kind of bothered with that concept, like what happened with him. And in the Messiah of Torah, Lemaisa, we don't find that Elazar, Yisomer, or Aaron fit into the Mishnah of Ovis. So I think it proves Rav Weinberg's Vardashtichel that there was some, huh?
Yeah, Elazar was.
I just pointed out, Elazar survived.
Yeah, he did survive, right.
And he was not Meiser.
He went into
right. That's right, and he still wasn't Meiser.
It's Rashi's Mduyik. Rashi's very Mduyik. Rashi says, Ketzat say that Mishnah. Nothing with Messiah. Just be Yom Galam.
Right. But Messiah is something else. Right. But it became Torah then.
I was wondering if maybe that for Rabbi Yehuda to explain it, maybe Aaron went around from Moshe's left to get to the right to kind of to show, you know, deference or whatever.
What do you mean?
Instead of sitting, maybe he held, he just went around that way. He
according took the to the Rambam?
According to Rabbi Yehuda.
In Rashi, it says, Mefurish, he switched said, seats.
Right. I'm saying, according to the Rambam, right. So
according to the Rambam, you can say, to answer the Hariza Bur question, like he was saying that when you're walking, so you should walk to the left. The whole purpose of them sitting was to be able to that they're saying that the whoever's opposite them is listening to them. So when you're opposite someone, so he to the people's view, he was to the left of Moshe Rabbeinu. That was the whole idea of what they were doing was the sitting.
Because they were facing
so
everybody.
So it could be that it's not a Hariza Bur problem because to the people looking at him, they're looking at Aaron to the left. Aaron's on their left.
Right. But where's Rashi's is hung up on the fact that how could Aaron be a Moshe's right?
Right. Yeah. And Rashi asked the question. Right. Why is it Rambam?
But clearly, the Rambam is clear that he went right away to the right.
Directly.
It's clear, and then Rashash he says Sarachian. He says it's like no one.
That's a question outside the parameters of the Shir. What about Nun and Rabir? They were alive.
I know. I had the same question. Yeah. Mamash had this question. What happened to Nun and Rabir?
I mean, it's not like it's after the Mishkan. This is right after Shavuos.
Right.
Before even the Mishkan.
I Mamash had this question. Yeah, no. And I don't know what the answer is. Mamash asked this question. It's a very good question.
They only started doing this after Nun and Rabir died.
No, but later.
Shavuos was the first year. Mishkan went up.
I mean, when he came down, they got to Hershel Malpeh as soon as he came down. So what happened?
Where does it say when this started? Maybe it's, what's it happened to say it started immediately after Moshe
Rabbeinu
came down?
So they were only keeping Torah Shavuot Tzav?
They were sending me Booker.
Moshe came down in Shavuot.
They were sending me Booker at
And even if it was...
Only you 8 months, they didn't teach Torah.
You say they were there.
They stood and they were added to that already. They stood all day long in line to waiting for Moshe Rabbeinu to let them in. Why? Did it have any halachos?
But I'm saying, but this all happened after the Mishkan when Nadav Avihu died?
Could you say they were there?
Well,
and Lamafreya, it's not really relevant if they were there, so we edited them out. So they were there, and how many were inside?
I have a rule. This is the type of question a Rishon should
ask. Did Moshe teach everything at one time?
A Rishon, yes. My mom has been looking. This podcast has bothered me.
Did Moshe Rabbeinu teach everything at one time? I mean, maybe.
Well, the Rambam goes on and says, he says, okay, Sukkah. He started with Sukkah. That's Rambam's mushel, because the Gemara always says Sukkah was the first mitzvah. And then he tells you all the dinim that Moshe Rabbeinu said about Sukkah, all the ikrei dinim. Mamshi, he spells it out. When you read the Sagdam, he spells it out.
Mm-hmm.
He goes through all the halachas that he told him. Mamshi goes through that, but it's Mamshi's kasha has bothered me.
Okay.
And
I have to find, it comes down to Yom Kippur, really, right?
So let's Yom Kippur. Okay, so but from Yom Kippur until Rosh Chodesh Nisan,
it's six months.
So during that time, he wasn't teaching the Torah yet? He had the Torah, he wasn't giving them the Torah. How could it be? So what Mamash had the
I
same
think
kasha.
His idea is not a bad idea. In retrospect, it was important what the other two brothers did, but they weren't alive anymore, so they weren't counted in the
story.
Because they, yeah.
They were there, but they weren't written into the story.
I'd like to see it in an Arishin. This is such a basic question.
And it's like on the Gemara.
The Chazon Ish writes, he has a whole piece at the end of our Chaim called Seder Nesina Satera. He said, to understand the intricacies of clothes and Pratis Nemru, Messina, all these things, he says, it's a very difficult, complex sukkah. That's how he starts it by talking about it. He says, to understand exactly how Nesina Satera took place and all these Pratim, he says, he uses a very starker lashon. It's a very complex thing. That's what he writes.